You're listening to the Sheep Guarding Llama podcast for Friday, November 16th, 2007. This is episode 57. I'm your host, Scott Allen Miller, and welcome to the show.
The time has come where I start to realize that you are gone. Every morning I wake up without the sun. My whole body and my heart are going numb. It hits me like a stone. I want you back one day. This is all I can say. I'll wait for you, I swear. But this is hard to bear. Now that I know that you have to go, I'll keep you in my heart.
Forevermore, forevermore.
I hope we'll find our peace of mind. I'll keep you in my heart for the time that we're apart. It's not the last goodbye. It's not the last goodbye. I hope we'll find our peace of mind. I'll keep you in my heart for the time that we're apart. It's not the last goodbye. It's not the last goodbye. It's not the last goodbye. Now that I know that you have to go, I'll keep you in my heart. I hope we'll find our peace of mind. I'll keep you in my heart.
Gotta keep you in my heart.
For the time that we're apart, it's not the last goodbye. It's not the last goodbye. I hope we'll
find
our peace of mind. I'll keep you in my heart.
Gotta keep you in my heart.
For the time that we're apart, it's not the last goodbye. 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 It's not the last goodbye.
That was Aaron with the a cappella version of Last Goodbye. As always, our music is brought to you by the PodSafe Music Network that you can check out online yourself at music.podshow.com. That song was from a British artist. As I said earlier this week, we are doing everything this week from the UK because Dominica and I are traveling to the UK today, actually. So this is kind of a kickoff episode that I'm doing by myself. I'm actually recording it in the middle of the night, early Friday morning. Dominica is out of town right now. She left about 6 hours ago to take Oreo, our Boston Terrier, up to Utica, New York, where he's being dropped off and spending the next 10 days with Dominica's parents, with Oreo's grandparents. He'll be staying there, and Dominica is expected back sometime either very late this morning or early this afternoon. She's going to do the final packing. I have to go into Wall Street and work for most of the day, and then I'm going to rush back. We're going to grab everything, hop in a taxi, get to Newark Liberty International Airport here in Newark, New Jersey, where we record the show and where we live. We're going to be hopping on the plane, flying directly to Heathrow in London. We will be arriving actually early Saturday morning. The time is 5 hours difference between here in Eastern Standard Time, and we're flying into Greenwich Mean Time. We're during that time of the year where we are actually Eastern Standard Time, not Eastern Daylight, and they are actually Greenwich Mean Time, not British Summertime. So we're going to be arriving with 5 hours in addition to the 7 hour plus flight. So it's going to make it kind of actually mid-morning, about 8 or 9 o'clock by the time we touch down at Heathrow. We are immediately going to get on a train there at Heathrow. We're not going to go into London proper. We're going to head north towards Birmingham, and go out to Stratford-upon-Avon, which is famous, of course, for being the home of Shakespeare, the most influential writer in the English language of all time. Stratford-upon-Avon is a relatively small village, about 10 miles or a little bit less south of Birmingham, which is a very major industrial center in the I believe it's the Western Midlands. I'm not really familiar with the British regions yet, but we're hoping to get a little bit better with that on this trip. So we're going to be going straight up there, and Saturday and Sunday we will be spending in Stratford-upon-Avon. We have no particular plans. We're targeting just enjoying the village, getting some feel for the British countryside, and kind of soaking up the British culture a little bit, which I think a lot of people who travel abroad from the United States don't really do. They go to the big cities, they go to the tourist traps, they see the museums and the things that are designed for outsiders to go see, and we're going to do our best to avoid that stuff. We may go see Henry V because it is playing and it is Stratford-upon-Avon, but that's about the extent of the really touristy events that we're going to try to do. We're going to try to mostly walk around, take some pictures, take some videos. We're going to try really, really hard to do a podcast while we're on this trip. Hopefully a lot of podcasts. We love doing the Disney podcast when we're out of town. We didn't get a chance to do a Montreal one when we were up in Canada recently. But this is a great opportunity to do the podcast. And Dominica's on vacation it's about 16 days. She's off today, Friday. She's off this weekend, all next week. Next weekend, obviously, and then the following Monday. So hopefully with her having that much time, we'll be able to squeeze some of this in. I am working the entire time, but we have Thanksgiving in the middle, so hopefully that's going to make it a little bit easier. But with the travel and the work, it is going to be a pretty tight schedule for me. So while we're in Stratford, we're going to try to hit like a local pub, kind of kick things off with the actual British pub experience. Someone that Dominica works with at her office actually went to university at Stratford-upon-Avon. I'm not sure what school is located there, but he gave her a bunch of tips of places to go and things to see and do there that are kind of off the beaten path. So we're going to give that a try. So as you can tell, I'm very excited about this trip. This is the very first time for either Dominica or I to be traveling outside of North America. We've both traveled. I've traveled very extensively within the United States. She's traveled relatively extensively, but she's not been out to the West Coast. I've been to San Diego, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas. She's been no farther west than Houston, and then both of us have traveled pretty extensively in northeastern Canada, Ontario, Quebec, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, that kind of area. So we're pretty well traveled here in North America, but neither of us have ever gone abroad and definitely not to Europe, so this is very exciting for both of us, and there's a lot of adventure in it for us as well. It's very cool that we're getting to go where we are, and that it's very neat that I get to work while I'm there, because I really appreciate the work experience when traveling. It's completely different than being a tourist. You actually, you know, you have to commute with the commuters. You have to do the things that people living there do, so it gets you a little bit more a part of the place, so we're excited about that. So our travel plans, I'm going to keep this very, very short. This is kind of the upfront overview, so you're prepared for what we hope to do with the show during the trip. Before I go over the itinerary, let me just give you a quick rundown. I'm definitely going to be blogging while we are on the trip, so keep watching. www.sheepguardinglama.com. My regular dailies that I've been doing for, you know, 5-6 years will keep coming, and there'll be lots of good updates there, just kind of keeping you up with what's going on. We will try our best to do this podcast at least 3 or 4 times. I think if we do that, we'll be in pretty good shape, and won't overburden you too much with too much material. The Flickr feed. If you go to sheepguardinglama.com, scroll down on the right, and you will see that there is a Flickr button there in the list, and that will take you to pictures as we are uploading them. So I'm not sure how many we're going to get. We are taking 2 digital cameras. I am at work during the day, which is going to make it very difficult because it's going to be dark almost all the time that I'm out, and Dominica doesn't really take pictures. But we do have 2 cameras, so hopefully we'll get some stuff, and definitely over the weekends and when we're riding the train and stuff, We'll get some stuff. We're also bringing a video camera. There will be no videos during the time we are in England. I don't have a means of producing the videos while we are there. So don't look for them. Don't think you're going to get them. Hopefully when we get back, we're going to compile videos and put them up at that time. So that's about it. That's what you need to be watching for. And for those of you listening to the podcast, you have two options. Some of you are listening at our Podomatic feed, which is sheepguardinglama.podomatic.com. That's our 64 kilobit per second feed. And then some of you are listening to our 128 kilobit per second feed, which is at sheepguardinglama.com. For those of you who are at Podomatic and you want to check out the higher quality feed, just go over to www.sheepguardinglama.com, scroll down on the right to podcast, click on podcast, and you'll get all 57 shows, with the exception of episodes, I believe, 2 through 5, which are missing, and if anyone out there has them, please let me know. We do not have them. We have no archives of them. Everything else is archived, and you can check it out. We are hosted by the Internet Archive and OurMedia.org, which we appreciate very much, them providing the bandwidth and the storage for us to be able to provide this to all of our listeners. We do have listeners all over the world, and actually we have some new listeners in Belfast, which is very cool because we're going to be going to Belfast. So this is our itinerary. I already told you, we're going to London, and then we're going up to Stratford-upon-Avon. We're going to be there until Monday morning. Early Monday morning, we're catching the train down to London, where I will be working on Canary Wharf, which is the financial district in the UK. I will be there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, working on the wharf. Dominica will be in London. She's going to be kind of taking in the sights. She's going to do bus tours. She's probably going to hit the British Museum. She's going to try to hit some Harry Potter famous sites, stuff like that. Our original plan was to go to France this coming weekend instead of Stratford-upon-Avon. And we were all set. We were going to go to Paris. We were going to catch the new high-speed train that just started service like yesterday. We were going to go down and spend the weekend in Paris. We were all excited to go to the continent. Oh, it's going to be great. And we checked the news yesterday, and the transportation workers in Paris went out on strike, and it would just be impossible for us to be in Paris and try to deal with that in addition to all the other things that we have to do on this trip and our first time being in Europe and everything else. So there's no way we're doing that. We're not even considering it. So Monday through Wednesday, we'll be in London. On Thursday morning, very early in the morning, we are catching a train out to Wales, out to Holyhead, which is a pretty good train ride, but we're going to get to see a bit of Western England. Unfortunately, we're going to cover a lot of the same ground that we're going to see when we go up to Stratford-upon-Avon, and that just can't be helped. We tried to get around that, and we couldn't find a way to do it. So we're going to go out to the Point of Wales, where we're going to catch a ferry to cross the Irish Sea. We're going to arrive in Dublin, in the Republic of Ireland, in Ireland proper, where we will catch another train, which will bring us up the eastern coast of Ireland into Northern Ireland, back into the UK, and up to Belfast. So on Thursday night, and this is Thanksgiving, we will be starting in London and arriving in Belfast at night. On Friday, the 23rd, I'm going to be working at White Star House in Belfast. White Star House is, of course, famous for White Star Lines, the company that produced the Titanic. And White Star House is actually the building in which they produced the Titanic. It is no longer a shipping building, but the original building has been retrofitted as a technology office. I'll be working from there, which is very cool from a historic standpoint, and it's kind of a neat location to see what Belfast is doing with their technology and economic revitalization projects. So that's going to be very cool. I'm going to put in a long day there, probably bopping between the office and the pub. I have a ton of people in Belfast that I have to see all in one day. So it's going to be very, very tough. But it should be a lot of fun. And we're going to go late into the night. And then on Saturday morning, we're going to get up early again and catch a ferry right there in Belfast from right next to White Star House, and we're going to head east out to Scotland. Unfortunately, we don't get to land up in the north of Scotland. We're going to land pretty far southwest in Scotland and catch a train from there. So we're only going to get to see a very small slice of Scotland and then a very large bit of central northern England as we bring the train the entire length of England back down to London, and then we're gonna stop pretty much at Heathrow again. We're gonna spend Saturday night at a hotel just outside Heathrow, and on Sunday, middle of the day, we're gonna head to Heathrow itself and hop the plane and return to Newark. So that is the plan. It is an incredibly busy 9 days over there. We have a ton of stuff planned. We're going to be on the train a lot. We're going to be on the ferry a couple times. So it's going to be tough, but we have a lot of stuff that we want to see. And we're going to get this really cool survey of the United Kingdom and Ireland as we take this big loop around from London to Dublin to Belfast to Scotland and back down. And we get to see all of the different districts. We don't really get to see Cornwall, which is not as officially a separate zone as Wales and Scotland and Northern Ireland. That there's just no way for us to hit that, but we are going to see everything else at least just a little bit, which is pretty cool for our first time going over. So we are very excited, and we really hope that we get to produce a number of the podcast for you, and we hope that you tune in and that you really enjoy it, and that we can produce something even more exciting than the Disney shows, because I know our listeners who listen to the Disney shows mostly have been to Walt Disney World before, and it's cool, but it's not the same as kind of describing and taking pictures of even people who've been to England. We're probably going to be in a lot of areas that that people haven't been in previously. So I'm leaving you with, we've played Ken Campbell already this week, and Aaron did the first song, and we've played him several months ago, I think earlier in 2007 or late in 2006. But Ken Campbell, we actually played just a few days ago, but I have another song from him that I thought would be very appropriate for this week, and I'm going to play that for you, and that is Lady O by Ken Campbell, also from the Podsafe Music Network. So take care, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to producing the very next show from the United Kingdom.
While you lay asleep a crescent, moon is laying at your feet with hope that's made of sand. You don't think you can, but you have held it all in your hand. Oh, Lady O, I've been trying hard to keep from beating you, but from the start my heart just won't implode. I've seen where it goes, and still somehow my love for you grows. Oh, Lady O. So on hills and grow wings, moon ride silver strings, but I'll see you in my holiest dreams, Lady O. Silver strings, but I see you in my boldest dreams, Lady O. While you lay asleep a crescent, moon is laying at your feet with hope that's made of sand. You don't think you can, but you have held it all in your hands, oh, Lady O.